This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 is celebrating the International Day of Happiness, presented by UEM Sunrise.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites with the Happy Crew. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
Of course, it is International Day of Happiness 2020. We are asking you how you're managing to stay happy whilst you're at home. Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 0187898899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. You know what makes me happy, Chris?
What?
When Arv does the FBM KLCI update at break.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's ugly.
No, I mean, it's all green. I mean, speaking about like happiness on like a financial front, I guess it's all green. It's like it's up by 3.01% by 1,256 points. Active stocks include Sapura Energy Berhad, Hibiscus Petroleum Berhad, and Vortex Consolidated Berhad. A quick look at the ringgit. It is at 4.4 against the US dollar.
What is it against the Aussie dollar?
2.5.
What?
2.57.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Right.
But I've never seen, it's rare that you see so much green.
Yeah. Okay. Who's on the next story then with help and happiness in a time of crisis? Oh, wait, before we do that, let's have some updates from Instagram.
Yeah, so a lot of people have chimed in to share how they're feeling happy while being stuck at home. So Dong Chui One says, light exercise daily, yoga in the morning. And if that makes you happy, great. It would not make me happy. Hima Sakaran says, reading, cooking, and cleaning house. And Michael Putrati says, since seemingly everything is on hold, I'm taking this time to just reflect.
Oh.
Very nice.
Hope you're reflecting well. You know that whole, what was the one about yoga, right? Okay, so I asked a friend of mine to help me out with that yoga, but that friend insisted that I have to get up at a certain hour before the crack of dawn and do yoga at that particular time. And I'm like, I just would like to learn a little bit, you know?
There's like a time and a place?
Apparently so.
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to stay still. I'll put it that way.
I'm very good at the corpse position, apparently. Right, okay. Health and happiness in times of crisis. Off.
Yeah, so this is a few stories put together from all over the world. You know, good stories, positive stories that have come out of this pandemic, you know, like silver linings and stuff. So in Eastbourne, UK, it's a seaside town. Hundreds of people have signed up for a phone befriending service, something like Befrienders, to keep their community together, especially during self-isolation and social distancing. Councillor Helen Burton said that people want to do something to help others, which is fantastic. I think that's fantastic. Like people just like, you know, keeping in touch, even though you can't meet people in person. Next up, according to CNN, scientists have mapped the impact these lockdowns have had in China. And they say that up to 100,000 premature deaths caused by air pollution could be avoided if the country's economic slowdown continues at its current rate over the next year. I'm not sure how much the Chinese government wants this economic slowdown to continue for the next year. But what they're saying is that, you know, they calculated that in 2 months of cleaner air, it has saved the lives of between 1,400 to 4,000 children under five.
Wow.
And 51,700 to 73,000 adults over 70 in China. According to the Center for International Climate Research in Oslo, air quality has improved significantly because nothing's, you know, everything's on slowing down, less vehicles on the road, offices are not open, stuff like that. Here's the thing. They also were very clear that this does not mean that pandemics are good for overall health, obviously. But what it means is that the way we operate without a pandemic has hidden health costs, and it takes a worldwide crisis to help governments realize that. So just, again, small silver linings, maybe we can learn something from this. Next, one of the best videos to come out of the crisis has to do with penguins. Have you guys seen this?
The
penguin video.
I love
video.
This so much.
Yeah. A pair of rockhopper penguins were allowed to waddle around the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago while the facility was closed because of the pandemic. And the caretakers filmed it and uploaded it for everyone to see. So the penguins are like literally walking all over the facility, looking at like other marine life and other fishes in the tanks and stuff, just observing them, watching them. And it's cute. It's super, super
so cute.
Maybe slightly existential for the penguin, but very, very, very cute video. Couple of other things. So like 128 professional clubs from the Premier League, EFL, and across the globe are competing in an online FIFA tournament with fans watching online encouraged to donate money.
Great idea.
Yeah, so each club nominates one of its players to go up against another star from a different side, and then it goes to the finals. They want to raise about £50,000 for research into COVID-19 and how to stop it. And finally, and we have a clip for this, the balcony concerts of Italy. People playing music and singing from their balconies, using pots and pans just to keep cheering the other on and keep their spirits up and stuff. And this clip is actually a compilation from The Guardian showing different districts and how they are coping with the lockdown with music and singing from their balconies. I mean, it's hard not to get like super sentimental just listening to
That's
them doing that. Yeah, just people, being positive from their balconies and just singing to each other and stuff.
It's not quite the same as what I'm hearing in Bangsar, I can tell you that. There's an auntie down the road who is lovingly singing on her karaoke machine with her husband. Uh-huh. They keep singing over and over again the song by Teresa Tang, The Moon Represents My Heart.
But that's a great song.
It is, but when you've heard it like 9,000 times, it becomes one of those, it's not quite the earworm it was before, right? But I love it. I love the fact that they're singing to the neighborhood. It's
I'm
nice.
Doing kind of the same thing. So I think my neighbors have heard me scream shout defying gravity a lot now. So maybe I need to open the windows and get people to join me on like a Les Mis, inspired.
Sort of a medley of sorts. Yeah. Oh, you know who else saw the clip? Bono from U2.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So he saw the clip and he actually composed like a new song just for Italy in an hour because, he's Bono.
Maybe you've got it on your phone already, Christine. You should probably try there. You know what happened with the U2 when they released an album and everybody ended up with the free U2 album. Yeah, maybe it's already there.
It's not there. It's not
you know
there,
who else watched
me.
It as well? Mm. Trevor Noah. Did you see his version of Singing Balconies?
I have not yet, but I will. Well, I will later.
Put it this way: he's in New York. He tried to do something similar, and he opened his mouth and started to sing. And he was very quickly told to shut up.
I'm sure.
But it's funny. It's worth a watch.
Yes.
We are going to take a short break, of course. It is the International Day of Happiness 2020. If you'd like to get in touch with us and let us know what you are doing at home to stay happy whilst you're there, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Take a short break with some Blur and some Park Life. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9.
This International Day of Happiness special was brought to you by UEM Sunrise. Find your happy.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.